And now, something festive performed by the Heinz Seriously Good Mayo Ensemble. Smooth. Flip the lid off some Heinz Seriously Good Mayo and have a very Heinzy Christmas.
The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Turn it up!
99.7 DJX.
Well, Ben, good morning. Hi, it's Ben and Kelly. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
35 outside. Only going to get up to about 42. Another little chilly day. But we could see temperatures close to 60 by 30. But still, it's the end of fall. It's getting close to winter. So, you know, that's to be expected.
You meant Thursday, not 30, right?
I meant Thursday. Yeah.
Yes. I speak Ben, so I can translate.
Ah, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I do appreciate that. You doing good? How are you?
Super. How are you? How was your day off? You had a little bit of a day off. Not sure if people noticed.
Yeah.
You know, because we were still on the air together.
Celebrated my wife and I's wedding anniversary, so I took the day and just kind of hung around each other for the day, so that was kind of fun. You know,
that 18 years, right? 18 years.
It's been a while.
Marital bliss.
It's been a while. I think one of the best comments, I think, from Instagram came from a listener who was like, congratulations, happy anniversary. I still laugh when you tell the story of when you proposed, which, again, is like one of those that I'm lucky I survived that proposal, and I have never, ever, ever suggested anyone do the same by, I'll give you the condensed version, by pretending like you're breaking up with your future fiancé, only to then say April Fools and say, will you marry me? So, that's what I did.
It was precious. The breakup collage was precious.
Right. Again, I don't recommend that to anyone. But
does she still have it? Is it a treasured item?
We do have it somewhere. We used to have it on a shelf, on like a bookshelf surrounded by books for a long time. But I don't know. I'll have to check that shelf. I think it's been moved. But anyways, we do still have it.
Okay, that's good news. Do we celebrate that as a highlight of the relationship, or is this a bump in the road?
I mean, you know, I think it's just, again, another brick in the wall that we've built together.
That's a better way to put it.
Sure.
All right. Yeah. It's got elements of both. Got it.
Yeah, exactly. had a good day. Thank you for asking. That was good. I do want to, and it's a little bit embarrassing, but I do want to bring up a story a little bit later on the show. And okay.
Well, when you get flustered like that, or we have no idea what it even has anything to do with.
I'll play an audio clue for you, okay?
Okay. Oh, hey.
So,
oh, my God. Again, what are you,
it's
where
a little,
are we going?
It's a little bit embarrassing, but I want to get into a little bit later on the show, just to feel some comfort.
What kind of comfort do you need? Wait a second. We're still talking about your anniversary.
Right. When you were interrupted, we'll say. I want stories of that. Because I can't. I don't want to get too personal.
Well, or peel the layers. Because I already have visions.
Or peel the layers off too much. But, you know,
keep your layers on, Ben. I'm not sure.
The layers came off. That was the problem. Anyways. We'll get into that a little bit later when more people are listening because.
But less little people. Let's make the sure little people aren't listening.
We can keep it. We can keep it PC, it
like
I think.
There's already little people that have been scarred. Let's not scar
no,
anymore.
I don't think they have.
Oh, okay.
It's really? Different. It's different than when. I'll get into it later. I'll get into it. Too much for right now. Too much for right now. I'm already sweating.
I can't wait. I'm sweating.
I'm already sweating.
And I'm already angry at what I'm seeing in my brain.
Well, you know, hey, you're welcome, I'll say. You're welcome. So we got that. We've got phone tap on the way. We got plenty of setting the bar stories. We've got a show, is what we're saying. So stick around
through it
for the good and the ugly and the otherwise, we'll say, here on 99.7 DJX. How about a feel good? We'll get to that coming up in about 5 minutes because I feel like we need to cleanse ourselves, right?
All right.
We'll get to that. Do this every single hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
This is a crazy story. A dog went missing from her owner's Alabama backyard.
Okay.
Turned up 3 weeks later when the dog tracked down her human working at Walmart.
Dog's like,
isn't that crazy?
Hey, you forgot about me.
I have found you because I love you. Danielle Robinette, she's customer service associate at Walmart. She was baffled when a black and white dog just kind of wandered into the store. So she kind of followed the dog who went over to register 6. That's where June Roundtree was the cashier. Turns out that was June's dog, Abby.
Wow. So the dog went, missing and the dog then was like, you know what? I'm going to save you all the trouble of looking. So I know where you work. So I'll just.
Yes. It's kind of like she just tracked her human, and now she had brought the dog to like the parking lot and the woods behind it a couple of times, but that's about it. She's 4 years old, just kind of wandered, left the collar behind. She said, I called her name. She came to me. There you go.
You know what? I mean, animals' ability to track are so much better than humans. Like, I've gotten so reliant on Google Maps when I go anywhere that I feel accomplished if I don't open the app when I get in my car.
Right. Well, good for you.
Thank you.
Does that happen often? No, right?
I mean, you know,
I can track chocolate anywhere.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Usually within the house, though.
All right.
I'm not going to go miles for it.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
That's a good story.
That's a great story, though. Mm-hmm. We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
Got a text from Chris. Is like, hey, I'm sitting here eating Cinnamon Toast Crunch on my bed waiting for school to start, and y'all are helping me pass the time. LOL. Okay.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, we do what we can
here.
What a
morning.
Yeah, for sure. You know what? Cinnamon Toast Crunch, I think, has probably the best milk leave behind.
We've debated this before.
We have.
You've contended that's your choice.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Say nay, nay.
Yeah, I know. You go with the whole chocolate Fruity Pebbles or whatever whatever trash cereal that you think.
No. Cookie Crisp, please. Okay. It's chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah, chocolate chip cookies, sure. Yeah.
Made to go together.
I think it's the cinnamon milk that you get from the Cinnamon Toast Crunch that's pretty amazing.
No, sorry. Chocolate chip cookies all the way. Or really, anything chocolatey.
You know, Fruit Loops, not bad either. That's kind of that turns it into kind of a sweet, sugary milk afterwards.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but you got to let the whole thing with the Fruit Loops is you got to let the Fruit Loops sit for about a good 60 seconds before you dive in. Otherwise, it tears up the inside of your mouth.
Oh, okay. You let them get nice and soggy?
No, I mean, you almost have to, because if you dive in right away, it's like eating a Hot Pocket right out of the microwave. You're going to burn your mouth. You're going to like rip up the inside of your mouth if you eat the Fruit Loops too quickly, because they're like made out of full-on steel, it seems like.
Well, Princess, sorry that you're so delicate, but I like a little crunch in my cereal.
Okay.
I can handle it.
I don't know if you need
What kind of delicate little palate do you have, sir?
I'm just saying, I have sensitive insides.
Okay, apparently.
Greg texts in and says Reese's Puffs cereal leaves the best.
All right, I can be on board with that.
All right.
Anything chocolatey.
Willing to try. I'm going to say, you know what? I'm going to toss out as a wild card, one that you wouldn't even expect, Cracklin' Oat Bran.
Oh, see, my husband's all about that. He'd probably be on Team Cracklin'.
Yeah, Cracklin' Oat Bran is like the cereal that you don't think would be very good. It's a fantastic cereal, and the milk is pretty sweet and delicious afterwards, too.
Okay, but again, Cookie Crisp.
I mean, I guess if you have to.
If you have to, it's chocolate chip cookies.
I'm sticking with the Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but anyways.
That's trash.
John texts in and says, the real question is, do you pour your milk or cereal first? John, we're not psychos. You pour your cereal first, then the milk.
Yeah. Otherwise, lots of splashing, right?
Well, that, and you don't know what the proper cereal to milk ratio would be.
True. Yes, you do the cereal first, and then you got to judge how much milk you need just so that it doesn't get completely over soggy.
Right.
You want to have just the right amount.
Yeah, and you know that, like, if you're doing, like, the grape nuts, you got to go a little bit more because they soak up the milk. And if you do granola, you got to do a little bit more because it soaks up the milk. And if you like me, like to have some milk left behind in your bowl, you got to make sure that you got that ratio correct.
Okay, and then you're drinking it, right? You drink the milk?
Yeah. 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 Okay, so do you drink it? Do you lift the bowl up to your mouth or do you use the spoon?
Yeah, no, you lift the bowl.
All right. I was going to say, because I had a friend who, whenever I would eat cereal, like I'd spend the night at his house or whatever when we were little kids or whatever, he would eat his cereal, and then when he got to the bottom of the bowl, he would drink the milk soup. Yeah.
Wait, no, that takes way too long. I mean, ain't nobody got time for that.
Okay.
Get her done. Lift up the bowl. Yeah. Slurp away.
Missy texts in and says, Cracklin' Oat Bran, hashtag old people cereal. Why not just say Grape Nuts? Listen, Missy, well, I like them both. I like them both.
We went there.
Okay. I like them both, so shut up. Right. I only bring this back up. We were talking about the best cereal milk because of a text that we got randomly from a listener who just said, spoon or spork, though? Who eats cereal with a spork?
I don't even own a spork. Do they make them if they're not plastic?
Yeah, I was going to say, do they come in something other than plastic? I don't know. I've only seen
them plastic.
Uh-huh.
If there are metal sporks, I might buy one.
I guess if I had no other option to eat cereal with than a spork, then I guess I'm eating with a spork. But
it is the best of both worlds. I mean, if you're going to be honest.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but why? Okay. Anyways, all right. I just wanted to, I guess... realize that I'm not necessarily crazy, that I don't...
The spoon, though, is more ideal, obviously, because you need to scoop the milk, too.
However, right?
It's
better
for holding the milk.
I like to go with the soup spoon over the regular spoon.
Sure, yeah, you can get more in there.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Coming up next, it is setting the bar story. Small example of what not to do when shoplifting from Kohl's, okay? So we'll get into
don't
that.
Shoplift at Kohl's.
Okay, well, yeah, yes.
I feel like we have to say that.
Okay, yes.
Okay.
All right, so of course that, but then what not to do when you're doing that. So,
okay.
All right, that's on the way. Coming up next, 99.7 DJX. Setting the bar, small examples of what not to do, all right? So, if you can manage to make it through the day without, I don't know, having a dead battery in your getaway car when you're trying to shoplift from Kohl's, you're doing okay.
Oh, that is a big wrench in the plan.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? It would have been the perfect crime. A couple guys, one running out with the stolen merch, the other one waiting in the getaway car. Here's the problem. Dead battery.
Oh, man. You're not going to get far.
So here's, I guess my only question is, why not leave the car running unless you're just like worried about the environment? You're carrying criminals and you're like, you know what? I don't need to pollute the environment with my exhaust fumes. I'll turn the car off for a little bit while my buddy's in the Kohl's using his special Kohl's cash, a.k.a. Shoplifting. And
right, yeah, that's a special kind of Kohl's cash they don't tell you about.
Yeah, so, you know, dead battery, what are you going to do? Well, try to get a jump, right?
Yes, you ask other people in the parking lot, like, hey, can you help us out here?
We're in a little bit of a hurry.
Quick little getaway. We're in a hurry.
We're in a little bit of a hurry. that did not... necessarily proved to be as effective as they were hoping, as even bribing what deputies with $1,000.
Yeah, and that didn't work either.
No.
Also trying to pawn off. Oh, this is my wife's stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
That didn't work either.
So again,
also the getaway car was stolen.
These are all examples of how not to shoplift from Kohl's. Again,
yeah,
you know,
a lot of mistakes.
Kelly throws in the let's just not shoplift from Kohl's. But here's what I'm saying. If you are going to try to attempt to shoplift from Kohl's, have your ducks in a row, my friends. All right.
Oh, wow. So, but listen, again, the overall blanket statement we are making as a program,
mm-hmm.
don't shoplift. OK, Okay.
Yeah.
Can we take, that's got to be like the main takeaway.
Yeah.
All right, we're breaking down the procedural problems that they had in this attempt.
Right.
That's, you know, obviously those are problems.
Yeah. But, you know, it's, hey, it's the holiday season. Let's not try to swipe. Let's not try to do all that stuff. But again, if you are, if you can manage to make it through the day.
Say it, but if you're going to do it, you can't say that.
All right, fine. That's setting the bar. See what the number one trending thing on YouTube is right now, 99.7 DJX?
What is it?
A recipe for seduction. It's the...
No.
Yep, yeah. It's the Mario Lopez as Colonel Sanders.
What?
The Lifetime short... like what? Little drama that's going to debut on Sunday at noon.
A Lifetime original mini movie.
I think I'm falling for the new chef.
Okay.
No.
I think I'm falling for the new chef.
It's a mini movie. Yes. Is this just literally a glorified commercial?
It has to be. It's like 15 minutes long. Yeah.
All right. Jessica is falling for Harley.
The cook? Leave Jessica alone and skip town.
He has a secret recipe that's going to change the world.
Okay, golly. This is cringy.
Harlan claims to have some secret recipe.
A secret recipe? Spare me.
We all have our secrets.
Oh, we all have our secrets.
Secrets out, chicken man.
Who the hell are you?
Harlan Sanders, the new chef.
Yeah, that's Mario Lopez.
Mario Lopez is Colonel Sanders.
Yeah, so that is the number one thing right now on YouTube. That's great.
Oh, so great. I mean, but the cover... like the little profile, whatever shot, the cover shot, it looks like a romance novel. And he is like a sexy Latino Colonel Sanders-ish kind of thing. It is hysterical.
So Mario Lopez is in another Lifetime original after this little A Recipe for Seduction called Feliz Navidad. So...
that is going to be equally as amazing.
Look, everybody needs a paycheck, right? Let's not hold that against them, okay?
The Saved by the Bell reboot apparently is not going to pay all the bills.
Right, exactly.
I'm not mad, though.
Right, so we've got that posted if you want to see it. It is the number one thing on YouTube right now. Up at WDJX.com. Your feel-good story coming up. Here in just about 5 minutes on 99.7 DJX. It was funny. We were just talking a little bit off the air. You know, that song, Holy, Chance the Rapper is featured in it. Dionne Warwick, you don't know her, but she was like a famous R&B singer from way back in the day. She's what?
She's 80 now.
Yeah, I was going to say.
She was Whitney Houston's cousin.
Yes. And maybe you remember, didn't she do those like TV commercials, those psychic TV commercials?
Oh, yeah. She was with the Psychic Friends Network.
Right. Right.
That was a long time.
That was, anyways. So, she gets on Twitter recently, and both The Weeknd and Chance the Rapper were targets for her. One, and I'll paraphrase this because I don't have the tweet pulled up, but Dionne Warwick tweeted at Chance the Rapper saying, you know, obviously you're a rapper because of the genre of music that you're in. Why do you have to call yourself Chance the Rapper? And
which is a question I believe we all wanted answered, right?
Right. And so Chance the Rapper was just like, dude, she noticed me. Like,
yes, he was just, really excited.
Yeah, beyond himself. And then she turned her sights to The Weeknd and was like, and I don't even get me started on The Weeknd. You can't even spell your name right. Because, you know, if you don't know, The Weeknd spells it, you know, T-H-E and then W-E-E-K. And then he leaves
ND.
Out. Yeah, I was going to say he leaves out the last E and just puts ND. And so, I mean, The Weeknd, again, just felt honored to know that Dionne Warwick was even noticing him.
I was just impressed that an 80-year-old was A, tweeting, B, trolling on such an expert level.
Right.
And it turns out, I guess, it's her niece that's running the Twitter account. So we can't give her full credit.
Perfect.
So, yeah.
Still, though, pretty good.
It's great.
You can see that, WDJX.com. All right, let's get to your feel good. Do this every single hour here throughout the morning. Kelly K.
This was like the best story I saw pop up over the weekend. Doug Henning, he's from Maine.
Mm-hmm.
He says that his story is very similar to Buddy from the movie Elf.
He traveled from the North Pole to New York City.
No, not that part of the story.
All right.
In the fact that Buddy's dad, biological father, didn't know he existed.
Oh.
So this is crazy. Doug found his biological dad when they were both on Ancestry.com. So they've been connecting via phone conversations, talking online, decided they should meet in person. So they both got COVID tested, and then they showed up. And for such an epic meeting, Doug said, you know what? I need to dress up as Buddy the Elf for this.
Let's go get him.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So they're at the airport.
Airport.
Oh, my gosh. He's dressed as Buddy the Elf.
I was adopted, but you never knew I was born. And now you found me, and you're here. And I love you.
Oh my gosh, I have second.
Just like Buddy.
I kind of have secondhand embarrassment. Like, it's very sweet.
Great.
It's very sweet,
it
but I'm.
It's the greatest thing ever. Okay. But here is the slight little snag in the story.
Oh,
the
no.
fact that his biological dad had never seen Elf. So he didn't kind of.
Oh, he never really got it.
He didn't really get it, but he thought it was cool.
Who hasn't seen
happy.
Elf now? That's like one of the best Christmas movies ever.
Absolutely. That guy. I choose okay. to think that they left the airport and immediately went to watch the movie together so that he would get it.
Yeah, I was going to say, the
but
joke
amazing.
Kind of falls flat if you don't or haven't ever seen the movie Elf.
You do look a little crazy, but it's still fun.
Yeah.
I mean, he was singing a great song. You didn't even know I existed, but now I'm here and I love you.
Okay.
He's great.
All right.
It's a great story, and they're going to spend every Christmas together from this point on.
Oh,
how great
good.
Is that? We
good.
Will tweet out the story, and it's also on our website, WDJX.com.
All right, there you go. Feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Coming up, you know, listen, weddings are stressful. They are stressful.
Yes.
If you add Robert Hassenpepper into it, it should just be illegal.
Oh, wow. I mean, you kind of did this to me at my wedding a little bit.
I did.
Robert Hassenpepper ever moved into the family.
I wish we still had that phone call. We don't have it.
I do too.
It has died in the archives of this radio station.
I handed
you
off to my mother. I couldn't even deal.
I know, right. I mean, the premise when I pranked you, phone tapped you for your wedding was... I called
wrong
from
catering menu.
Yes, I called from your reception venue with the completely wrong reception stuff.
And in the middle of my rehearsal dinner.
Yes, I know. It was perfect timing. So anyways, Robert Hassenpepper and your phone tap coming up. We were just talking about Elf, 99.7 DJX, being one of the best Christmas movies. My daughters contend it's Christmas with the Cranks, which is an older movie from the early 2000s starring Jamie Lee Curtis and Tim Allen. And I think it's funny because we were watching it over the weekend and I noticed Lori Loughlin's in it. And I was like, hey, girls, you know who that is?
And, oh, goodness.
Yeah. And they were like, who? And I was like, well, yeah, well, maybe you know her from some college entrance cheating scandal that has been in the news this past year.
Don't discount Full House and Fuller House for crying out loud.
Ah, well, they wouldn't know
it's
her
not
from
the only
that.
Thing she's known for.
But, well, and Desperate Housewives, obviously. But, you know, the whole Christmas with the Cranks. Reminded me of that whole
Felicity
thing.
Huffman was Desperate Housewives, not Lori Loughlin.
All right, Sorry. I get.
But listen,
I get my
now. Her daughter Olivia Jade,
yeah.
is I guess sharing her side of the story for the first time on a Red Table Talk episode that's going to be posted today at noon. Like she's sitting down with Jada Pinkett Smith and going to tell her side.
All right. Well, you know, let her tell her sign for sure. Yeah, but you know, Christmas with the Cranks. I'm going back and saying, you know, that is a probably top five Christmas movie. And
really?
my daughters have it at number one, but I'm gonna say it puts it in. I put it into the top five. Elf is up there. I still contend Arthur Christmas is a fantastic.
Oh, here we go with your Arthur Christmas.
Listen, I will be the only one carrying the Arthur Christmas torch. Listen, as much as we talked about it last year, did you ever watch it?
I think I did.
You did not. But you 100% did not.
It didn't really stand out in my mind. Mm. Have you seen Klaus?
You know what? We started to watch it before we start. We watched our.
You need to finish that. I know. That skyrockets to my top three.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, that is an amazing little film.
I saw that. Yeah, we started to watch that on Netflix just over the weekend, but then we switched and ended up watching Christmas with the Cranks. So.
Now, listen, we did happen to get in a viewing of How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the 2018 Illumination version with Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's probably the best one, mm-hmm. and they yanked it on December 4th from Netflix.
Oh, did they?
Like, of all the Grinchy things to do, Netflix, like, some people got it yanked in the middle of watching it.
Are
like,
you serious? They couldn't
finish it.
Dang!
Yes! And they were mad.
Oh, that thing.
Oh, you want to upset Netflix people? Oh, just yank the Grinch in December.
All right. That yeah, I didn't know that. That's funny.
Oh yeah.
Kentucky Anna is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
So Tiana sent us a message. I have a phone tap victim for you. My mom.
Oh.
She and I have been planning my wedding, which is coming up in a few weeks. We've had to make a lot of adjustments because of the virus, but it's going to be small and sweet. My parents, especially my mom, adore my fiancé, Kyle.
Aww.
So maybe you could do a little something to test that, LOLs.
Oh, wow. Okay, so Tiana is getting married. She wants Robert Hassenpepper to call her mom, maybe as the events coordinator at the wedding venue. To throw a couple,
and I feel like she's making Kyle like the bad guy.
Yeah, she's throwing Kyle under the bus. So if they can survive this, I feel like they've got a great, bright future ahead of them. Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello.
Hi, is this Susan?
Yes, it is. Who's this?
Hi, Susan. Robert Hassenpepper. I'm the events coordinator at where your daughter is having her wedding and the reception.
Oh, yes. Hi. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Now, the reason I'm calling is we needed to make some changes to the wedding plans, and Tiana wanted me to run them by you.
Really? I just talked to her about it last night. She didn't say anything about this.
Well, that's because she's a little nervous, and because some of the changes to what the state will allow, we need to cut the numbers down. You see, we can't have that many people here for the ceremony.
That many people? We already cut it way back.
Well, you see, with the new guidelines, I'm afraid we're going to need to subtract 4 more guests.
You're kidding! I hate this. So we have to tell 2 people that they're uninvited? And Kyle has to uninvite 2 from his family?
Well, not exactly, and this is the awkward part. You all have to uninvite all 4 people from your side, you see.
Wait, that's not fair.
Well, here's the way it was explained to me. You see, Kyle invited his parents, so that's 2 of his 10, and his other 8 are all his college fraternity buddies. And, you know, they kind of come as a set. I think you'd understand if you were ever in a fraternity. What? Well, he said he can't just uninvite 2 of the 8 guys.
What?
Well, again, you see, all he has on his list are his parents and then his 8 fraternity buddies. And I'm just telling you that, you know, he told me... Now, he said these guys come as a unit, you see. Hang on a second. I wrote it down. He said, I can't break up the bros.
The bros. The bros. You want me to tell Tiana's grandparents, who are in their 80s, by the way, that they can't come to her wedding because Kyle's college drinking buddies come as a unit?
Fraternity buddies.
You know what? You know what? How about this? We uninvite... all the bros. That way, 8 more of Tiana's family can come. Hmm? How about that?
Well,
I like that idea.
Well, Susan, you can't uninvite the bros. I mean, be reasonable. You can't break up the bros.
Oh, I can do whatever the hell I want, and I'm going to break up the bros. This is insane. I'm going to call Tiana right now. This is unacceptable, and I need to talk to her.
Whoa. Well, you're not going to really have to call her. She can hear you right now. You see, she's listening to 99.7 DJX.
She's what?
Susan, hi there. It's Ben Davis from 99.7 EJX, and you're on the radio.
You're what? I'm confused.
It's a phone tap. It's the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show here on 99.7 EJX, and Tiana emailed us. She wanted us to call and mess with you a little bit.
Oh, my God. You're kidding. This is... This is crazy. You guys are really mean.
No, no. Hey, listen, listen, we're just having a little bit of fun. Remember, this was Tiana's idea.
Well, you know what? She is my next call. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, poor, don't break up the bros.
And poor
don't
Kyle.
Break up the bros.
Kyle's over here going, "What? Did, wait, hang on. What did I do?
Wait, I didn't do anything. Listen, I love my bros.
I love
don't
my
break
bros.
Up the bros.
Oh, my gosh. All right. That's your phone tap. Can we get to a setting the bar story?
Probably should.
All right, so small examples of what not to do. We stay in the great state of Kentucky for this one, so if you can manage to make it through the day without, I don't know, trashing a salon because they don't have a magic potion to grow hair on your bald head, you're doing okay.
Yeah, that's tough. That struggle is real.
Jeff, he's bald. His hair color is listed as bald in his police and jail record, so this isn't Jeff's first run-in with the law.
Gotcha. Okay. All right.
So he walked into a Lawrenceburg, Kentucky salon, asked an employee if she had a product to bring his hair back. She said nope. But the salon also doubles as an art gallery and frame shop, so that's kind of, wow.
That's fun.
I know, I was going to say. You
jack
can,
of all trades right
you,
there.
You can look at art while getting your hair cut. I mean, hey, why not, right?
That's sweet.
Anyways, the salon, the person at the salon said that no such magic potion was available. That's when Jeff got a little mad and created a quote-unquote disturbance. And that's when also he was arrested. And it turns out, oh, yeah, by the way, he's also been wanted for arson, criminal mischief, and violating a protective order in an unrelated case. So, yeah, Jeff.
Oh, Jeff.
Bald Jeff. There's no magic potion to regrow your hair. And we need you to stop doing that.
Do you think his anger over the lack of hair led to the life of crime? I don't know. I just feel like maybe there are options if you don't want to have a chrome dome.
You know, male pattern baldness is a thing. You know, I'm showing traces of it myself. I have not gone the route of shaving my head as some guys do. Some guys are just naturally without hair on the top of their heads, but
and you know what? Looking at his mugshot, he can rock that.
Yeah,
you know?
Looking at his mugshot,
he doesn't look bad like that. He needs to look in his mirror and have some daily affirmations. You're good enough. You're smart enough. And doggone it, you're good looking without hair.
There you go. Yeah, Jeff just needs those daily affirmations, maybe, and maybe then he can control his anger and stay out of jail. So again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without trashing a salon because they don't have that magic potion to grow hair on your bald head, you're doing okay.
Listen, I'm a thin-haired girl myself. I need some potions too. I wish I had some thickness going on, but you know, it is what it is.
Whoops.
It can be frustrating.
I didn't mean to play the let's get it on
why
music there.
That,
I didn't mean to do that. It took the story in a complete different direction. It wasn't supposed to go. All right, anyways, that's setting the bar here on 99.7 DJX. Is December going to be defined in 2020 by the monolith that keeps popping up?
Oh, I don't think so. No, the 2020 is going to be defined by other things.
No, I mean,
this is just a little thing.
Yeah, I mean, the latter part of this year seems to be all about the monolith. Yes, another was discovered.
Another mysterious monolith has appeared, this time in the United Kingdom.
Okay, so it's just these pillars, these three-sided pillars that kind of are popping up all over the place.
And it comes with a reflection. Mm. The mirrored metal structure was found on a beach at the Isle of Wight on December 6th.
Ah.
The three-sided metallic structures have since vanished from Utah and Romania.
Okay, yeah, so Romania, Utah, California, the other three monoliths that were previously discovered appearing and then disappearing.
No one has claimed credit for the monoliths so far.
Mm, okay, so the big mystery
aliens.
Of 2020.
Aliens.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I mean, hello.
I mean, if 2020 has taught us anything, it's just like, you know, maybe the Earth is just a big reality show for aliens. Who knows?
Oh, 100%.
And they're just
grab the popcorn. It's getting good.
I know. They're just messing with us at this point. So anyways, if you're
you know what? They've probably been stashing them at Area 54. They just kind of pull them out of the storage area there.
Isn't it?
And just kind of like, now they're messing with us.
Isn't it Area 51?
I'm sorry, Area 51. Sorry, I got Studio 54.
Is 54 something different?
Area 51.
What? What's 54? What are they? What are they keeping? It's Area 54.
That's the party bunker. Yeah. That's the party bunker.
Anyways, another monolith discovered there. We'll get to a little sports action. Sports. Not that anybody cares in Louisville because we're not an NFL city, but there is no more undefeated NFL team in that's playing. The Steelers were beat by the Washington football team. So no more undefeated season. But sticking in the football realm, Scott Satterfield. He had to go on his weekly radio show yesterday and just kind of talk about the fact that, yo, South Carolina came knocking, and the only reason I even entertained the idea was because it was close to my home. He said he's staying in Louisville, and he'll handle these sort of job offers or opportunities in the future differently. But everybody is just kind of sitting there going, okay. Listen, we heard the same thing from Petrino, who said, no, I love Louisville, and then up and left us in the middle of the night.
When they say, oh, we're committed, they leave.
It's like, we listen, this girlfriend has been burned a couple times.
Fool me once, it's my fault. Fool me twice.
Is that
how that works?
Yes.
I don't know.
This girlfriend has been burned by guys saying, I love you, and then up and leaving in the middle of the night.
We've been dumped a lot, is what we're saying.
Yes.
Like, it's not our first rodeo.
Right.
Been there, done that.
So,
but we love you.
Right. Listen, it's been since Schnellenberger, since a head coach has stayed at the U of L head coaching position longer than 5 years. So,
oh, wow. It's a five-year itch?
It's something. You know, I mean, we'll go back. You know, Petrino 1, Petrino 2, you got Cragthorpe, you got Charlie Strong, where everybody thought he was the guy.
And then, oh, he was the guy.
I mean, he was the guy. And then,
yeah, he was the guy.
I mean, he said, I love you.
And he wasn't the guy.
No, he said, I love you, and then he left. And then now,
he treats us nice, he tells us we're pretty, and then he leaves in the middle of the night.
Pets our hair, says we smell nice, too. Scott Satterfield, we expect...
See, I mean, this is why I don't sports. Okay, I've been dumped enough in my own life. I don't need to like worry about getting dumped again through the sports of sports.
All right. So anyway, so he says, "Hey, look, I like Louisville. There's a lot still to do in Louisville, and you know, I'm happy here." Okay. I mean, I hear what you're saying, Scott.
Uh-huh.
Coach.
Uh-huh.
We hear what you're saying, but history has dictated otherwise, and that we're still a little gun shy from everything, okay? You know, the relationship, the wounds are still, they were cut pretty deep from the many men who have come through our lives and have told us those same things. So anyway, right now we still have a head coach not going to South Carolina.
Okay, for now.
For now.
In this moment.
For now.
Right now.
Right now. Right now, we still have a head coach. All right.
The wellness check often, probably.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, we are going to need that. All right, coming up next, it's your feel-good story. We're going to need a feel-good story after running through this emotional roller coaster that we've just been on. Coming up after AJR here. All right, AJR there on 99.7 DJX. They're doing a virtual concert on December 26th. It's pay-per-view, but you don't have to pay when you win. Tickets from us with the 12 Days of Ugly Christmas sweaters. We're hooking everybody up who wins with passes to see the concert. So that's kind of cool there. You can upload your own at WDJX.com. All right, let's get to a feel-good. Every hour we do these. Kelly K.
So Mazda is celebrating heroes of the pandemic ahead of their 100th anniversary as a company by giving away cars to 50 heroes.
Holy cow.
Yeah. They're literally pulling an Oprah. You get a car, and right. You get a car, and you get a car.
The company wanted to honor teachers, frontline workers, business owners, and others who have selflessly helped their communities. One of the lucky winners was a Mississippi teacher named Triana Davis. With many of her students struggling to afford extra costs of online learning, Davis printed out homework packets for all of her students. Then she even hand-delivered the homework and later made them all gift bags to celebrate their fifth grade graduation.
Wow.
Yeah. So they all get a Mazda MX-5 Miata worth a little more than $33,000.
Okay.
That's nice. Isn't that cool?
That is pretty cool.
Mazda taking over for Oprah.
I know, right?
Yeah, we're going to tweet that out at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, there you go. Feel good. We do them every hour here throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up. I just want to toss this out there, all right?
Are we going back to your anniversary? Is this where we talk about that?
When was... Give me the times you were, quote, interrupted.
So it was last night for you, right? That's what we're saying?
Yes. Yeah, so I mean, I don't want to get too personal. I don't want to peel off too many layers here.
We're already there.
But
we've already
peeled off all the layers, and here we are.
We've leaped over the line, sir.
Exposing ourselves. Okay, so, yeah, anyways, that's all I want to know. I just want to know I'm not alone. All right, that's coming up, and I'll tell you the story of how everything happened. Not too many details, but you know.
Please
coming
leave
up.
Out details. God, please.
Coming up on 99.7 DJX. I don't want to get too personal here.
We're already there.
But it was my wife and I's anniversary. Cut to the chase. Things were happening. Okay?
Thank you for leaving out all the details. Thank you for not painting a vivid picture.
So it was in the evening. The house was asleep. Okay. So it wasn't like in the middle of the day or anything like that. And things are happening.
Okay. All right.
And then all of a sudden, I hear the three words that bring terror into your heart when this is happening. I can't sleep.
Okay.
And it's like, oh! So
is a little voice saying this?
It's a little voice walking into the room.
Walking in? Do you not have a door lock, sir?
Well, we do.
We didn't
use it. And it was...
Oh, okay. Because the house was asleep.
So why do we need to, you know,
case that the house isn't asleep like you thought.
Preventative measures. And, thankfully, you know, covers were in place.
Great. So, it was dark, right?
Yes.
Was there any candlelight for crying out loud?
No. Okay. Kelly, there wasn't
soft jazz playing in the background.
I mean, I wasn't
anything like that.
Kelly, you know me. I'm not that romantic, okay? So,
got it. All right. Well, I thought maybe for the 18th anniversary, you might set the scene a little, but no? All right.
We've been down this road a couple times, so.
Don't rock the boat. Got it.
So, you know, and like immediately, you know, we casually try to just,
God, you don't ask her to crawl in bed with you, right?
Well, okay. So this is the weird part where then the my wife is very, very good at this sort of thing. So she just talks to Zoe, tells her, you know, hey, would you like me to, you know, scratch your back? Give, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And
like right now, like, hey, go up to your room. I'll be there in a sec.
That's not what happened.
Oh,
so
God.
It was a, you know, she like, you know, kind of scratched her back a little bit and was just like, hey, you know, you'd feel more comfortable up in your own bed. And
Mommy would feel more comfortable up with you in your own bed.
And Daddy would too. And and so then, you know, she leaves and she goes. And I guess the biggest thing that was in my head was, okay, the moment's passed, right? Like I can't recapture the magic, right? And so sure. I just tossed the signal out. Just, you know, Zoe has now gone back upstairs, gone to back to bed.
Okay.
Yeah. I've kind of tossed the signal out like, hey, is there still a chance of finishing what we started?
Oh, you were still trying to make things happen.
And
got it.
And that answer was quickly no, because
okay.
she could come back down any second.
Right.
Because uh-huh. and to my wife's credit, my daughter has a tendency of when she can't sleep,
repeat appearances?
It is a repeat yeah. appearance sort of affair.
Uh huh.
So
okay.
Anyways.
Even though you're efficient?
Listen, I'll be a little quicker next time, all right? And we'll get things rolling. It'll be fine. Anyways, if you've got any stories that you'd care to text us or share otherwise, 502-571-9970, of interrupted doing the deed.
Oh, God.
We'll come back with your stories.
Romantic interruptions.
Sure, romantic interruptions, we can say. That awkward moment when you have to, as listener Leanne texted us, casually untangle yourself as you are casually interrupted while you are casually having a moment.
I'm casually embarrassed right now for you.
Right? It can be kind of awkward when you are interrupted. In the moment, I got a text from Susie. It says, I was in college and my roommate and I had a dry erase board on our door. We had a little signal if we were, quote, busy. And
like going to the library?
Yeah. And so their signal.
That was our thing. We're going to go to the library.
Right. Their signal was a smiley face just drawn on the dry erase board. She said she put up the signal on the door, locked it. A few minutes later, roommate completely ignored it, walked in, saw her in handcuffs.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I mean, that went from 0 to 100 fast. That went from 0 to 100 really fast.
How did they have those in college? That is, wow. Okay. All right. Okay. That painted a picture.
It did.
See, that just one word can paint a picture. Isn't that amazing? One word.
We got a tweet from Daniel who said, you know, it was after my wife and I had our first kid. We went on a little date. And so we grabbed a babysitter, went to the park after dinner. And we were just sitting and talking by the lake. Well...
romantic setting.
One thing led to another.
Uh-huh.
And they, right before, I guess, completing said mission, we hear a door in the distance and then decide to blame it on the people on the other side of the field. Come to find out, it was the park ranger that found us in our... unclothed... Yes, predicament, and needless to say, we got banned from the park.
Oh, wow, yeah, but sort of thing can get you uninvited to ever return, sure.
Get you uninvited, right. Oh my gosh.
We're going to invite you to never come to this park again.
Right, right.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to need you to go ahead and have your little dates elsewhere.
To be fair, if they wore clothes, maybe they wouldn't be recognized. If they show up again.
Yes, that is true.
Right?
That
maybe,
is true.
Maybe they just wear clothes and they're not going to recognize us. It's
tiptoeing through when you were interrupted stories.
This one's pretty epic.
Would you like to do the honors?
Okay.
Or would you like me to?
I can do it. I can do it on behalf of Elena.
Okay.
Okay, she says, I was 11. I'm 21 now. Walked in on my parents in the glass see-through shower.
Oh, God.
Made eye contact with my dad. Then my mom and bolted out of the room.
Wow.
So my mom later says there was a mid-shower argument.
Oh, okay.
That's what mom said.
Sure.
Dad said no.
Mm-hmm.
Mom comes out in a robe, holding the... Dad's chuckling to himself.
Sure.
But trying to hold it together. I burst into tears.
Oh, poor Elena.
I don't even know what was happening. Mom trying to explain to me kindly what it was. But, quote, Mom, you didn't even look like you liked it.
my God. Looked like you were in pain.
To which mom says, quote, well, sometimes you have to take one for the team so daddy will be nicer.
Oh, wow. Holy cow.
They're divorced now, LOL. Happy Tuesday.
Oh, that's so great. That is so great. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
that did, you know what? It just, again, a small phrase, glass see-through shower paints such a picture, doesn't it?
Such a picture. Yeah.
It does.
Yeah. I mean,
a little.
Listen, you know, when you hear the, just when you are completely unaware and then you just hear that third voice, that third little kid voice, that's,
oh, wow.
I want to play too. Or, or I can't sleep or whatever. I mean, it's
mommy and daddy were arguing. I don't think so. I don't know.
Oh, these are great. These are great. All right. You can recap on the podcast, whatever you missed at WDJX.com. Click listen. Setting the bar, small examples of what not to do. And we go to Italy. Why you gotta break your mama's heart?
You look so skinny.
So this is what I was referring to earlier, where I would be done after a mile. But if you can manage to make it through the day without walking 280 miles because you got in a fight with your wife, you're doing okay. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
That's a long time to blow off some steam.
7 days. 7 days after.
Oh my gosh.
Their fight with this blowout fight, I guess. Just yelling at each other, all that stuff.
What in the world were they fighting about to where he disappears for 7 days?
Right. Right. And so he took off, left. Unnamed husband, 48 years old, slapped with $485 in fines for breaking pandemic travel restrictions on his little 280-mile pout tantrum. They found him at about 2 o'clock in the morning. And listen, like, he'd been missing a week. He literally
Yeah, and I'm sure he probably didn't grab his wallet or anything like that or his phone. Did he have anything on him to where he can, like, call someone, like, buy food, anything like that?
Well,
like, how in the world?
So he was walking an average of about 50 miles a day, and so people had stopped to help him along the way. So, like, he had help with lodging and at a hotel. And then, you know, finally his wife was able to come pick him up. But he just ate and drank courtesy of people he met along the way, he said.
How many people do you think he, like, told the whole story to?
Oh, I'm sure he said it to everybody.
Oh, probably. Like, if they stop and say, hey, bud, what's happening? Like, let why are you walking you. Along the side of the road with maybe nothing else
right.
on you? And he's just like, let me tell you about my wife.
And 2
maybe
180 miles.
That's a long time. Like, I feel like he probably... There are some people that acted as counselors along the way, I have to imagine.
Well, again, after about, I mean, if I even get upset like that, it's a quick jog and then I'm good. Like, I don't need 280 miles / 7 days to work it out in my head. But maybe he did. Who knows? Well, so.
Okay.
Again.
Well, do you think, I don't know. I don't know if this marriage is going to make it if this is how we deal with the problems.
So again, setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without walking 280 miles because you got into a fight with your wife, you're doing okay.
Dang.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, I mean, listen, it doesn't say what happened during the fight. So hopefully there was no, like, anything physical that took place.
Well, no one's been arrested, right?
Right.
Well, didn't he get a ticket for, like, COVID violations or something?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Right, exactly. So, there
Oopsies.
You go. Setting bar on 99.7 DJX. Last hour, we kind of walked down this path of when you accidentally get interrupted when you're in the middle of, you know.
Why are we going down this path again?
Well,
we already walked it.
Because Anthony, listen, Anthony is waiting on hold. He couldn't call in the moment, but he wanted to share his story of getting caught on his wedding night, and it's straight out of a Ludacris song. Go ahead, Anthony.
I got caught mid-action by security on the Cardinals' head on the 50-yard line at Louisville Stadium.
Look at you!
Wow. We snuck down during a wedding reception and had to run from security.
There you go. Look at that. Thank you, Anthony.
Wow. Look at that.
Straight.
Oh, my gosh.
Straight out of a Ludacris lyric right there.
You
my gosh.
Sassy.
So, anyways, if you want to listen back to some of the other stories and what even kicked it off, you can go to WDJX.com. Click listen on the podcasts. You can always catch up on whatever you missed on the podcast at WDJX.com. Click listen. I will say that, in December, you always get these end of the year sort of lists and things. Everybody's kind of tallying things for the year that was. And, you know, even though everybody is kind of wanting to forget what 2020 was all about. Am I right?
Yeah, we're done.
Yep, all right. But Tinder has come and said, you know what? We have tallied the 10 essential dating anthems of 2020. Look at that. So,
all right.
Yeah, not only has Jack Harlow's What's Poppin' made the list, and so these are, they basically assembled all of this report, the top 10 songs fans were listening to as they swiped left or right in this this sort of world. So I guess, you know, maybe if you're streaming or something like that and you're using Tinder, and so it tallies and creates that list of that. So anyways, Jack Harlow, What's Poppin', rolls in as one of the top. Juice WRLD's Wishing Well, Roddy Ricch, Rockstar, DaBaby Roddy Ricch, Rockstar, Drake, Laugh Now, Cry Later, and the number one song. Kelly, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Number one song for Tinder's essential dating anthems. I said certified free, 7 days a week. Cardi B, WAP.
I just, all right.
Waffles and Pancakes, number one.
Okay.
On Tinder's essential dating anthems of 2020. So I don't know if that defined your dating lifestyle of 2020, but according to Tinder, that's probably what you were listening to as you were swiping on Tinder. So, all right. If you missed anything on the show, you can always, like we said, catch up on the podcast. You can hear the entire show. You can listen to just the segment. If you want to catch up on just this segment, it's all right there for you up at
If you're just listening to the podcast, welcome. You're welcome here too.
You're welcome here too. That's right. WDGX.com, click listen. All right, tomorrow it's those stories of missed love and missed connections. We'll dive into that with Craigslist missed connections all on the show tomorrow. Have a good one. We will talk to you then.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode only on 99.7 DJX.